All right, in the background, we've got Hounds Below, who have a show. Let me look. Busy year. They are playing Hounds Below are playing Friday night. They're going to be at Como's. That is, they're playing on the second floor. And they, what's his name? The leader of Hounds Below, Jason. He wrote an email this morning, a post on Facebook that said that he was so blown away by the hand grenades here at the blowout. They've invited the hand grenades to come and join them and play as part of their show. So hand grenades and Hounds Below. Friday night at Como's. We also heard Redstone Soul and the Reelers. Redstone Soul is playing with Spice Hound Music and Awesome Jarvis and the Whale at Donovan's. Donovan's is down in down by the Ambassador Bridge on Verner, and it really is becoming a great venue for alternative music. And the Reelers have a show. We heard from the Reelers, Mandy, off their EP, The Reelers, from 2012, and they're playing Friday night at the Rustic Cabin. While I've got Hounds Below in the background, I want to mention a few other things happening this weekend, like Free Comic Book Day. Head on over to Green Brain or any of the comic book stores in the area, and you can get free comics and browse the store. Great way to get kids to read. Can you believe Star Wars is, I don't know how many years they are, but they're having an art exhibit with Star Wars with over 30 artists happening at the Start Gallery. That's on Grand River in Detroit. And they're having an art exhibit there, which will run through June 1st. And speaking of Star Wars, at Smalls on Saturday night, they're having a pinup contest. Ladies come dressed as a sexy Star Wars character and enter the competition. They've got prizes, and Cash O'Reilly and the Downright Daddies, the Tilford Sellers, and the Wagon Burners, and Full Time Sinners are going to be playing. Also, Saturday night at the Trinity House, Lac La Belle and Olabellum is going to be there. And at PJ's Lager House, as I'm about to lose my voice, the Seatbelts and Jimmy Ohio and the Ultimate Lovers, along with Bazooka Jones, is going to be playing. Don't forget that Sunday is Cinco de Mayo, and the Reefermen are going to be playing at a venue called 526 Main. That's in Royal Oak, and that's actually the address of the venue. And also on Sunday at the new Dodge, Jesse Shepherd's Bates has started a brunch with music, and he's supposed to have great pancakes, I hear. And don't forget, on Monday nights, Mr. White hosts, along with Howard Glazer and the EL34s, an open jam. Bring your instrument. Come on down if you want to join in. Get on stage and play Mr. White and Howard Glazer at the New Detroit Cafe on Randolph Monday nights. Dennis Coffee is at the Northern Lights on Tuesday nights. And in Ferndale at Dino's, they're starting an acoustic night. And it's going to be switching off. One week it'll be Jill Jack, and one week it'll be Jill Bradley. But I'll tell you more about that in upcoming weeks when we've got a little more time. Because this is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. And as soon as the band is ready, we are going to be going live with Ronnie Tibbs and his 305s here in the studio. Should be a great time. And in the meantime, let's just listen to See You Around by the Hand Grenades. are going to bring down the hand grenades who are going to be part of the blowout and bring up the mic in Studio J, because we are ready to go live with Ronnie Tibbs and the 305s.
That's right. We're on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today in Studio J. We have Ronnie Tibbs and the 305s. Are you there, guys and girls?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you are there. Hey, what song are you going to start off with today?
This is called Indian Angel.
Take it away. Ronnie Tibbs and the 305. Say, Ronnie.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to introduce your band?
Absolutely. I'm Ronnie Tibbs. These are the 305s. Jessica Wildman on the bass guitar.
Hello.
George Morris on the skins.
Hey there.
All right. And how long have you guys been together as the 305s?
As the 305s, we've been together about 6 months now, playing around.
All right. So you're a fairly new band on the scene.
You could say that.
All right. Well, I'm sure you got lots of cool tunes for us. What are you going to do next?
This one is called Liar.
Hey, Roddy, I have a question for you. You said you've only been around for about 6 months.
Yes, that's true.
But you guys look real familiar.
We've known each other for quite some time.
We have?
The band.
Oh. All right, tell us about that.
It means we were in the Satin Peaches.
George and I were in the Satin Peaches, and George, Jess, and I have known each other since grade school.
Wow.
Really?
That's great.
Hey.
Right. Now, you guys played the Metro Times Blowout last weekend?
Yep, on Friday at Paychex.
All right, and you got any shows coming up?
As of right now, June is off, but July we have a big sellout show at Logger House.
Whoa.
With the Ill Itches and a touring Austin band.
Great.
Well, we'll look up and see what band that is.
Yeah, it should be good, though. We're assured.
Okay, and you got anything this weekend?
This weekend, we're going to be out at Blowout in Ferndale again. George is playing his solo show on Friday at the Web, and Jess has a solo project Friday at a sushi place called
Sakana.
Sakana.
Oh, is that how it's pronounced?
In fact, Jessica, what kind of a solo project do you have?
I play and write fun sort of narrative acoustic songs. So a singer-songwriter sort of thing.
All right, and we caught George last week at the Blowout, and his solo, literally a solo show on keyboards, is really kind of interesting.
Yeah, that way I don't have to pay anybody else.
Sure.
All right. Well, can we get some more music from the 305s?
Absolutely. This one's called "It Only Happens Tonight."
we got lots of people checking in on Facebook about you guys. We got Lee and Marla and Tom and Jesse are all checking in.
Oh, yeah.
And one guy says, "What a bunch of lunatics!" And another guy says, "Sounds great." So I'll believe the second guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Tom says he wanted to thank you for the clothes you loaned him.
That's what... You're welcome, Tom.
That chance getting him back.
I just want my hat back.
Oh. Well, why don't we keep this show rolling? In fact, Margaret, you had a question for this.
Oh, yeah, you are the 305s. What is a 305?
Oh, a 305 is named after a very popular, infamous motor that General Motors put in their cars in the mid-80s. It was also known as a boat anchor. And I felt like a good backing band should be a good boat anchor.
That makes sense.
Want to hear another song?
Sure.
Yes, we do.
All right. This one's called Salvation.
Anchors Away. What's the best way for people to get a hold of Ronnie Tibbs and the 305s?
Like everybody, we have a Facebook page. And like most, we have a Bandcamp page. And so ronnietibbs.bandcamp.com.
And do you have any music available there?
Yes, there's two records up. our newest record just came out 2 months ago. So we did the CD release in Ferndale, and now that's up there. So,
all right, and where can people pick up that music?
Either in physical form, I can mail it to them if they want to get a hold of us via Facebook, or they can buy it electronically.
You can get it.
Yeah.
You can't buy it.
No, you can't. No, you can pick it up.
You can pick it up.
Okay.
Or at a show.
At a show for a low fine.
Breaking all the rules.
Son of a gun.
In fact, Where can people pick, catch your shows?
The next show is the 13th at the Logger House, July 13th.
Okay.
We got another one?
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Ronnie Tibbs and the 305s. That was a two-song set. What did we hear in that set?
The first one was called Climbing, and the second was called Streets.
Okay. Who does most of the songwriting, or is that a collaborative thing?
On these songs, I've done most of the songwriting, but the band has definitely brought a different aspect to them outside of just the record. So,
in fact, how do you go about songwriting? Writing these songs.
Patience. writing a lot of songs and seeing what sticks, kind of.
All right. In fact, why don't you remind us again? I know you guys aren't playing the Blowout, but several band members are.
Yes, that's right. Jess and George are both playing on Friday. George is at Lab, and Jess is at, say it, Jess.
Sakana.
Mm.
In fact, Jess, what time are you going on?
I go on at 9:30.
And George, what time are you going on?
I believe I go on at 11.
All right, so you can catch Jess and go over and see George.
Absolutely.
And maybe you'll meet Ronnie there.
I'll be at both of them.
Okay. Support.
All right. In fact, what else have you got for us today?
This next one's called It Ain't Often.
You're listening to Ronnie Tibbs and the 305s here on the Live Drive at 5. You guys were at the Blowout last weekend. You've got individual shows this weekend. All in all, what do you think of this year's? Is it working pretty well for you?
So far, yeah.
So, it's always, you know, I get a lot of people calling in complaining, you know, in past years, but I didn't get a single call this year about the first week of the Blowout. So now that they're trying this for the second week in Ferndale, it's going to be an interesting experiment to see how it goes.
First week was a blast.
I had a great time.
So
yeah, it's always fun. I think it'll be good in Ferndale. Everything's a little bit even closer together.
It just, like Hamtramck, you got to get there early enough to get a parking spot and pay the meter until 10 o'clock. Okay, well, do you got some more music for us?
Yeah, absolutely. This one's called Carolina.
to be here.
Once again, you're listening to Ronnie Timms and the 305s. In fact, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Best way is either Facebook or a Bandcamp page.
And you can pick up your music where?
At the Bandcamp page or at a live show.
All right. And the live show is not till June.
July.
July?
13th.
Whoa.
13th at PJ's Lager House.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, we'll have to put that on our extended calendar.
Yep.
All right. Well, why don't we keep the music going?
Absolutely. This one's called Allison.
You really should see this band live because not only are they good looking, but they sound mighty fine.
Thank
now, what kind of instruments are you guys playing? What are you playing on, Ronnie?
I'm playing on a Gibson 335 12-string, strung up six, with a Fender amplifier.
All right, with a big stack.
With a half stack.
Talk about the cab.
And
we only have two songs left. Talk about the cab.
The cab is a custom cab from a man in Georgia. He is no longer in business, but he made a heck of a cab for a little while. George and I both play him, actually. David Frieda.
Oh, okay.
I'll give him a little shout out there.
And Jessica, what kind of bass are you playing?
This is Ronnie's Epiphone, sweet little hollow body. I really like it. I usually play a jazz bass.
But it's got a real nice tone today.
Yeah, it does, coming through this little 115. Ampeg, little cutie combo guy.
And then when you're playing at the sushi bar tomorrow night, you're going to be playing an acoustic set?
That's right.
Okay.
All right, so you go from that fine bass to a nice fine acoustic guitar.
Yeah, you can call it that.
What kind of acoustic do you like to play?
I have inherited my father's Yamaha from like 82 or something.
Yeah. Okay, and George, way in the back, what kind of drums are you playing?
Yeah, I'm playing my roommate's Roger's kit that I took without asking his permission.
And
also there are bits of pieces of my old drummer's stuff that I also am playing without permission.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a problem with your mic there. I find it interesting. Okay, you're playing your roommate's drums, and Jessica's playing Ronnie's bass and that. And you guys have been together since elementary school, you said?
Well, we've known each other for about that long.
That's amazing.
And George and I had played in a band previously called the Satin Peaches.
Yeah.
A very popular band at the time.
You can hear it in your vocals, but you can hear it a little bit. But that was a really big band in Detroit at one point.
It
was okay.
It did all right.
Yeah.
It did all right.
Now, George, one last question for you for your solo set. In fact, we can't really. Having problems
he's
hearing
it. Brought it forward, maybe.
No, we're not really hearing
you.
I'll tell you what.
Hello. Am I back?
There, now you
go. Who's connection?
Yeah.
One, two.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Hello.
There we go.
I'm back.
All right. In fact, for your solo set
that
you're doing for the blowout, what do you play for that?
I've got a record
coming out.
Oh, it's gone again.
In and out.
There we go.
Okay, so are you going to be doing the organ thing like you kicked off the blowout at the Magic Stick? You were the first performer.
Right. Yeah. Same thing, a little bit longer set. Thank you. Is that all right? Yeah, cool. Yeah, same thing.
It was a great set. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Okay, so you've got a nice electric keyboard you're playing with a few other things going
on. Yeah, keys and some backing drum tracks and stuff.
All right. Well, tell you what. From here, why don't we go to another song?
That sounds good.
All right, this is a Pixie song. It's called There Goes My Gun. Yeah.
Let's start that over my drums. My mic's staying out of the way.
It wouldn't be the Pixie song if we didn't. Let's do it.
A friend of foe.
Yeah, okay. All right. In fact, we got about,
almost 15 minutes.
Almost. Got about 12 minutes left. But why don't we just keep the music going? You got enough music to keep going?
We got about one more song.
One more?
Let's make it a long one.
Oh. In fact.
But the hand grenade sounded good on the way on the way in. There you
but this is your show.
Well.
In fact, once again, people can pick up your music. In fact, you put out a CD a while back?
Yeah, we did a CD with a bunch of musicians actually around town. They came in and sat in, played, and helped me get it together. It took about a year or so. Once that was completed, George actually mixed the record and had a buddy out in California do the artwork for it, and had a buddy out in California do the master on it, and then brought it back here and self-printed it and put the 305s together and had a release show. So
all right.
That's available now on the Bandcamp.
Or you could ask for it on Facebook.
Or Facebook.
And yeah, of course.
At the show. We got shirts and lighters and stamps.
And you're not playing, but you're going to be at the Blowout this weekend.
Oh, I'll be there.
You'll be supporting your bandmates?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great time. And Ferndale is nice and close to me, too. So that'll be a perk as well.
All right. Thanks. George is ready to take it away.
All right.
I suppose so.
This is
okay. Here, make
it. Here and there.
Again, we've got Ronnie Tibbs and the 305s. You got a show coming up in July.
We got a show coming up in July. June is a month off, and July we'll be back at it.
June,
I'm going up north with George.
What are you doing up north with George?
I got bachelor party.
Whoa.
And then I'm going to get married.
Whoa. Oh, congratulations.
No, thank you.
No wonder you're taking a month off.
Whoa. Yep, doing a little honeymooning.
With George?
Not with George. Although Amy might say that. I'd rather. But okay. That ain't true.
All right.
No. Yeah. So that'll be fun. And then July.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You'll be all primed and ready to go in July.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And once again, we got to remind people to come out and check out the rest of the band.
Yes. Yep.
Check out George at where?
George at the WAB in Ferndale, and Jess at
Sakana.
In fact.
That sounds good.
Sakana Sushi Bound.
In fact, where is the WAB, which is the Woodward Brewing?
9 in Woodward, I believe. Lock South on the east side.
All right. And Sakana is?
That is a couple blocks north of 9 Mile on Woodward on the east side. Yeah, come out. Get yourself some seaweed salad. Here's some tunes. Rock and roll seaweed salad.
Okay. Now you said, have you got any more to whip out here?
We could play out to a boogie woogie we've been working on.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you guys are ready for that though.
Well, we could be. It'll be a real premiere here.
Yeah, we've been testing the waters. George, what do you say? You wanna
play 6-minute version of Boogie
Woogie? No, I don't. But we'll give you a minute of it, and then we must be on our way.
All right.
Thank you guys though. Ready?
What's in C sharp?
I am in C sharp. Maybe I'm just really out of tune.
There we go.
We got to thank you guys for coming in. You're giving it your best shot.
Yeah, we try.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Got to remind people, next week we're going to have the Blue Pontiac Band. They're an original Americana band that documents the poetry of life in the heart of the Rust Belt. Sounds cool. And be sure to go out and check out Roddy Tibbs and the 305s along with Jessica Wildman at Sakana and George Morris at the WAB. Right now, why don't we finish up the set with a little something from the band called the Oak Bones. And
they're playing the Blow-Up.
They're playing the Blow-Up. Margaret, where are they playing at? Well, she's got to check her list, but they will be playing the Blow-Out.
They are playing the Woodward Avenue Brewery. The Woodward Avenue Brewery. We'll be right back.
sell rocks and hoes. Hey, white boy, what you need today? Give me three clothes and I'm on my way. Head downtown on a green line train. Looking for a spike to put in my brain. $4 gets a pack of tan and I bang it in the bathroom and I'm off again. I'm living a lie, oh, I'm living. Living a big damn lie. Walk around town with the pin needle eyes, itching and scratching like I got a bug bite. People looking at me like, what a strange guy. He must be drunk, stupid or high. Start to sweat and I start to itch. Almost time to take my break. I need another thing just to finish my case. So I'm back on the train and I'm off again. I'm living a lie, oh, I'm living a big damn lie. Getting real low and I'm calling it high. Living a big damn lie. Living a big damn life. All right.
That was the Oak Bones. Are going to be playing Saturday night as part of the Metro Times Blowout. They are playing at the Woodward Avenue Brewery about 10:20 on Saturday night. It's an amazing weekend of music happening around Detroit. Get out and support live music. That's what our city is known for. And you're part of the community if you get out there and get involved. Up next, we've got the old-time radio drama and... We'll just go get right to it here on the Station Making Waves, WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present old-time radio mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on old-time radio mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie.